It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Good afternoon. Welcome in. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Shirley Street studio. Beautiful day outside. It is July 18 of 2023. Like usual, we've got a big show locked and loaded. Details forthcoming. First things first, thanks so much for being here, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you bookmark that website, not just for that stream. You get all sorts of local, statewide, national sports content there, audio on demand, podcasts, our broadcast calendar, and a whole lot more. You want to make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. That's why I tell you to bookmark it. It's not just for my health. 1650thefan.com. If you're on Facebook, give us a like. Type in 1650 The Fan. You'll find us there on the Zuck Machine. Hammer that like button. And then follow us on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, Elon Musk's machine, I should say, follow us at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at Real Colbert. And if you want to dial up the show, you can do that. Save the number in your phone, at least one of them. If you have any questions or comments to add to the program, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479, or you can email the show. Email address, Cole at 1650thefan.com. Questions, comments, maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. By all means, fire away. Just know I might read your email on the show. Try to keep your profanities to a minimum. Try. All right, coming up today on the show, area sports news and scores. As always, to lead it off here in just a few short moments. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, a VEASAN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Tuesday, looking into tomorrow and Thursday. Speaking of the VEASAN action update, those guys will get you set. If you want to bet a shekel or two on the Cubs-Nationals game tonight, boy, what a disappointing game that was last night for the Cubs. Just Drew Smyly continues to be bit by the long ball, and they come up short against a Nationals team they need to beat. They actually just have to win right now if they want to avoid Jed Hoyer, the president of baseball operations, selling, you know, some of this team's best players at the trade deadline. I think they're 7 or 8 games under 500 right now. And in a weak division, they're not looking like a team that's realistically, you know, short of something that you would not predict in the second half of the season. I know we're technically in the second half, but post-trade deadline, to be specific, not looking like a team that, short of something you could not predict, could climb back into the race and really contend for the NL Central. And, man, I can't imagine being a Pirates fan. I know they're playing better this year, but, my goodness, I don't know how some of these people do it. Like Angels fans, right? That's got to be so frustrating. You got two best players in baseball and you haven't been able to make the damn postseason. This is going to be the third, seemingly this will be the third straight trade deadline that the Cubs will be trading away players instead of trading for players. And they had even spent money this past offseason, right? You signed Dansby Swanson, one of the best shortstops on the market. You spend right up to that first luxury tax level, around $190 million in team payroll. And this is where you are, 7-8 games under 500 in a weak division. Definitely something to be said for the balanced schedule that got put in place this year. I think the Cubs would have a better record if they were still playing the amount of in-division games that teams did for so long. I don't know yet. I kind of feel like I need a full season to, or maybe even two, to see how I feel about the more balanced schedule. It is cool to see your team play teams that you typically wouldn't always play, right? You're going to play every team in at least one series in Major League Baseball now. And I think that's good. I think that helps the game. So I think it's probably more selfishly, I'm thinking, man, I would love to see the Cubs be able to play, you know, the Pirates and the Brewers and the Reds more. Yeah, I think you'd have a much better gauge at this point on whether or not it's worth it to try to, you know, stay in this race or to trade off guys like I've been talking about here. And it was funny. I got in a back and forth on Twitter last night, which is like never something that I ever do. I think on average, maybe like 2.2 times a calendar year, I may end up in an entanglement, a verbal entanglement, if you can call it that, on Twitter. And it just so happened I did last night with a Chicago sports talk radio host who I really like listening to his show. And actually, strangely enough, who one of my colleagues here used to work with way back in the day at a station in Western Iowa. And so that was, I ended up getting some laughs out of that. I mean, it was pretty innocent when all was said and done. But like that's the state of the union of Cubs fans right now. We're all turning against one another, and we don't know what to do other than just scream and try to see where that takes us, which is right back to where we started. So let's hope the Cubs can get a win tonight. And yeah, Cardinal fan out there, I see you smiling, but guess what? Life ain't that much better for you right now, is it? So here we go. There's a tear in our beer. How about that? Okay, so Cedar Falls High School Baseball. They've got that state quarterfinal. I got more details on that coming up. That game actually got pushed back a little bit. For anybody who knew that pregame was scheduled to start at 4:45 on our companion station, Cruising KCFI, game before got just ran a little long. So first pitch is now 5:15 of that Cedar Falls Southeast Polk game, and our one and only Mark Simpson is on the call of that one. I'll get you those details in just a little bit. But actually right now, if you are tuned in and you planned on maybe at some point here flipping over to Cruising, I'll just kind of do a little maybe sort of simultaneous radio work here if you want to hear from Tigers coach Brett Williams before first pitch gets thrown down at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. Class 4A state quarterfinal tonight. Tigers making their third appearance at the state tournament in school history. Their second in the four-year tenure of Coach Williams. And here is Coach Williams talking with our Mark Simpson just recently on the Tigers' mental preparation, how he's feeling good about that headed into this state tournament as compared to the first time in his tenure. As I mentioned, they went in 2020.
Part of it's just understanding what got us there, hard work, playing for each other, being great teammates. You know, we've been in three tight games in the playoffs, so nothing really should surprise us. You know, obviously the big field and it being the state tournament, it's going to be a little bit of a time for us to adjust. But, you know, that's part of it is just understanding that we're not just happy to be there this time. You know, we really want to make a run at this thing. And for our guys to understand that we certainly have the team, we just have to believe in ourselves. And, you know, and we're going to go give it our best.
And Coach Williams spoke about how the Tigers are entering the state tournament red hot. They've won 13 of their last 14.
It starts with our pitching. Our pitching really took a step in the last 2 weeks. You know, I think in the last 16 games, we've only given up 5 runs or more one time. And, you know, in high school baseball, if our pitching staff can do that for us, that's really important. And I think kids grew up defensively. you know, we had a lot of young guys playing different positions for the first time this year, and we had some injuries that we kind of had to, you know, get around, and guys were asked to do things that maybe they didn't necessarily had a lot of experience doing, and they did it, and they stepped up for their teammates, and I think that's what I'm really proud about, is our guys just really bought into each other as teammates and bought into the roles that we were asking them to play, and I think when any time a team does that, there's a lot of room for success.
So this matchup against Southeast Polk tonight, you look at the numbers, the Rams, a lot of stolen bases, and Mark Simpson asked Coach Williams about that dynamic going up against Southeast Polk.
Yeah, that's something where we're just going to have to make sure our pitchers do a great job of holding runners on, and, you know, we have a lot of confidence in our catchers and throwing guys out, but, you know, that's just something that we're going to have to know that's part of their game plan. You know, they're athletic, they move around a lot, and they want to create chaos on the base paths. And, you know, as a team, we've got to understand that, be ready. And we talk a lot about not being surprised by anything. And so, you know, that's really something we're going to have to look at and understand they're going to try to do on the bases.
And finally, here's more from Coach Williams on the matchup, the scout on Southeast Polk.
Yeah, you know, we played them early June in Norway, and we were fortunate enough to get a 5-1 victory. But we watched them. I mean, they're athletic. You know, I think they run the bases much better than we do. But, you know, one thing that we're kind of that team that if we get base runners on, we've got the opportunity to go gap to gap, and maybe we need to really take advantage of that at Duane Banks, because it's a little bit bigger field than we're used to playing on. And so, but yeah, they're well coached. They play good defense, and that's just stuff that, you know, most teams now at the state tournament, that's what we're going to run into. And so, you know, we're fortunate to have that opportunity to battle with them, and we're excited for Tuesday.
So it's day two of the high school state baseball tournament. Began earlier today, of course. Quarterfinal games taking place in Class 2A in Carroll, while these Class 4A quarterfinals taking place at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. The tournament goes throughout the week. It culminates Friday with championship games in all four classes. And as I had mentioned, for the third time in school history, the Cedar Falls Tigers making an appearance at the state baseball tournament. Right now, the Tigers taking on Southeast Polk. It's a 5:15, got pushed back 15 minutes. 5:15 first pitch in Iowa City. Cedar Falls defeated Southeast Polk, as you were hearing Coach Williams talk about there, during the regular season, 5-1 at a tournament in Norway back on June 3rd. Tigers enter this game 27-14. Rams are 28-14. Cedar Falls, the 6th seed. Southeast Polk, the 3 seed. And coverage of this game, play-by-play, over on our companion station right now, Cruising KCFI. I will not hold it against you if that's where you end up before the hour is over, as the Tigers take on the Rams at the state baseball tournament. That's 1250 AM, 105.1 FM throughout the Cedar Valley. You can download the Cruising KCFI app, tell your smart speaker to play Cruising KCFI, and you can listen to the stream at kcfiradio.com. The state softball tournament continued today in Fort Dodge with another full slate of action of quarterfinal games in a pair of 3A contests and also in Class 1A and 2A. Final game this evening features an area team as Clarksville takes on Southeast Warren. Indians are 28-1. They are the 6th seed. Southeast Warren, 25-6, the 3 seed. First pitch of that game is at 7:30. After a rare night off, the Waterloo Bucks are back in action tonight. They open up a 2-game series at home against Eau Claire. Bucks are looking to snap a 2-game losing streak. Waterloo is currently 11-3 in second place in the Northwoods League Great Plains East Division, a game behind La Crosse. College football fans can look forward to a mid-afternoon kickoff for this year's Cy-Hawk game. Iowa State and Iowa will play at 2:30 Saturday, September 9th at Jack Trice Stadium. Both teams open the season the week prior to the Cy-Hawk game. Iowa State hosts UNI, and Iowa plays host to Utah State. You can hear all the coverage of Iowa State football this season right here on your official station for Cyclone Nation, 1650 The Fan. The University of Iowa has announced that individual game tickets for home football games will go on sale to the general public on Thursday. The Hawkeyes have home games this season against Utah State, Western Michigan, Michigan State, Minnesota, Purdue, and Illinois. Last year, Iowa posted an 8-5 record, winning 4 of its final 5 games, including the Music City Bowl. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update. a VSiN action update, and a forecast for the rest of this Tuesday. We'll come back and be joined by Sean Keeler, our friend from the Denver Post, sports reporter and columnist, former longtime Des Moines Register sports columnist, is going to join the show. And folks, I'm looking at our whiteboard here. We got the countdown to kickoff. We're counting down to Iowa State hosting you and I on September 2nd. 46 days away. That means week zero is 39 days away. So we'll talk college football with the one and only Sean Keeler next, right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Isaac Lowenkron.
Today, Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid said that defensive end Tershawn Wharton will start training camp on the physically unable to perform list because of a knee injury, and that they have not decided yet whether running back Isaiah Pacheco will be placed on the PUP list to begin camp. Pacheco underwent hand and shoulder surgeries during the offseason. The New York Giants placed backup linebacker Jared Davis on season-ending injured reserve today. Davis suffered a knee injury during OTAs that required surgery. In Major League Baseball, the San Diego Padres designated infielder Rougned Odor for assignment and optioned catcher Austin Nola and infielder-outfielder Brandon Dixon to AAA. Finally, in the NBA, ESPN reports that free agent center Nerlens Noel has agreed to a one-year, $3 million deal with the Sacramento Kings.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts of Cole & Company are available at 1650thefan.com.
My name is Heather Marquez, and I am with Action Coach MindLinks. I had been focusing my business originally on leadership development, and after about 4 years, what I realized was there was something missing. And having a 25-year background in operations, I wasn't using any of that knowledge. When I found Action Coach, it really gave me the tools and resources to incorporate all of that and make the wheel I already had grow and be able to move faster. The important thing when I'm talking about Action Coach MindLinks to take into consideration is it's not where I'm coming in and I tell any business owner how to do their job. It's really about helping business owners become more educated, remind them of the things they already know, and then help them get clear so that they can take the actions that are going to help them get to the ultimate goals that they have. Visit my website at heathermarquez.actioncoach.com. A coach is about helping you get clear on what you should do based on your goals.
Let me grab my car keys and we'll roll.
We still going to that new bar downtown?
Yeah, it's supposed to be fun. Lexi, give me driving directions from home to downtown bar district.
Autocorrect. Suggest Uber. Pick up. Home. Drop off downtown bar district.
No, I'm driving.
Suggest the Metro bus. Departing in 12 minutes.
Huh. Point taken, Lexi. We'll grab a ride.
If you drink, don't drive. Decide to Ride, brought to you in partnership by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Uber.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
Cubs and Nationals at Wrigley Field today. Drew Smyly on the mound for Chicago. 7-6, a 4.31 ERA. Cubs $1.38 home favorite. Mackenzie Gore for the Nationals, 4-7, 4.42 ERA. Nationals, the +128 underdog. The Nationals have dropped two straight in 7-10. Cardinals, -113 at home at Miami, +103. Miles Michaelis for the Cardinals against Jesus Luzardo of Miami, 8.5 under the total. Rory McIlroy won the Scottish Open. He's +650 to win this week's Open Championship at Royal Liverpool. Mike Sennett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 59. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 84. Clear skies tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 63. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Thursday and Friday. And highs in the upper 70s. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 80.
You're listening to Cole and Company on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Colin Company here on The Fan. And like we like to do from time to time, we have our friend Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports reporter and columnist, joined the show. Former longtime Des Moines Register sports columnist. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Keeler, S-E-A-N-K-E-E-L-E-R. And a little bit of this and that to talk about today. We're inside of 50 days until kickoff of the 2023 college football season. If you're going to count week zero, I think we're actually at 39 days. How does that strike you, Sean Keeler? And thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's too soon. It gets shorter every year. And as you know, it gets longer the more you have to do in June.
Yes.
And I've been complaining. It's good to be on a payroll, but it comes quicker every year. I was at a convention last week in Vegas, and I don't recommend Vegas in July, for the record, just to be clear. And not during the day, at the least. And I saw the Big 12 Media Day stuff coming back, and I just about hit my head on a table like, oh, we're here. How did this get here so fast? But, you know, God bless us.
And like I mentioned, 39 days until kickoff, which means fall camps are going to begin soon. And it just makes me think about this Pac-12 media deal that isn't still. Now, I've seen a little bit of noise out there recently on social media about it. Is that all just because of the nature of the urgency of this season approaching? Or is there maybe a little meat on the bone? What's going on? What's the latest?
The word here is there's a little meat, but the thing that's remained skeptical and inconsistent, and depends on who you talk to, is how much meat is actually there and how close the chicken is to being done, mm-hmm. if we want to use that parallel and ride it into the ground. And that I'm not entirely sure on. I'm going to have a better picture in a couple days because I'm talking to one of the high rollers, and you'll want to check out denverpost.com. for some details on that. So it's a short answer. Ask me in a couple of days, Cole. Ask me in a couple of days. I'll have okay. it figured out. But it is curious, given that I think the Pac-12 media days are up Friday, that they, I can't think that isn't going to be asked. Like, your deal's up in like 10 months now, looking at a watch. What's the deal here? And the length of that, perceived inactivity. I know it's not inactive, but the fact that it's the last one still standing in this musical chairs game, I think folks, you know, are a little still unsure on that side of it. So I don't know. It's puzzling to me because we've already blown past the June 30th fiscal deadline. I mean, that's ages
yeah.
ago, and at that point, I'm not sure it matters. Once you've hit that, it's like, well. Okay, you know, sooner is better, but San Diego State doesn't have a league, technically speaking.
Yeah.
Last I checked, so that's gone for now, or they don't care about the buyout. So, it's something. Boy, it must be nice to have stability and common sense, because we don't know what that's like around here.
Yeah, and it keeps a guy like you pretty busy, I would imagine, chasing this story. And I suppose if there's anything that, like, I care to try to find out at this point, it's how much different might this media rights deal for the Pac-12 look? Because there's been wild speculation on who the carriers might be. Is it all going to be streaming and OTTs? Like, I mean, there's got to be a network that wants to put some Pac-12 football on the air, right? I mean, it's football, for crying out loud.
Well, I think in some way, yeah, the ACC deal, that's got some CW in there, right? I think that's a am I misconstruing what I read? Again, I've been in and out of vacation, as you know.
I know Live Golf had the CW for a while.
Yeah, that's really becoming a thing. I think once I see that another league is going, I'm always worried the Pac-12 going over a mountain first, because that hasn't worked out well. So that's, you know, what happens, the thing is, because ESPN has had its own, and Disney's had their own internal belt tightening, that you're running out of big ships to put this on,
yeah.
and you have to kind of get creative as to where you're going to go, and that kind of leaves you with. And baseball's running into this, too. I know. How long did it take you and me to go back to baseball? About 42 seconds. that you either, what are your options if you can't go traditional cable?
Yeah.
Which is a hurting field, to be blunt, even though it still has the best reach. And that is to go old school or very new school. And that is to say over-the-top broadcast, a syndication. You're too young for Jefferson Pilot and Raycom, I would imagine, or just barely too young. Not me, baby. Yeah. That was all of that stuff in the 70s and 80s and into the 90s, actually. And then streaming. You know, you're getting into these other niche things that I think ultimately, I think when the Pac-12, presuming, and again, the indications are that it's still being hammered out, that's the route it's going to go, that it's going to look a lot more non-traditional on one hand, and then very, it's going to look very 2026 and very 1986, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And the problem is the mainstream is still kind of 2006, and I think it's going to look less like that, if that makes any coherence.
Yeah, that's it. You threaded that needle somehow, some way. And yeah, you were right. 2026 is when 50 ACC football and basketball games are going to be on the CW network. So, I mean,
so they're over that hill.
Yeah.
So now we have no hesitation about, well, we're going back. And Jefferson Pilot in the South is a big deal. Like, that was the thing.
I'll take your word for it.
Bought it all up. It was all JP, national games, and certainly regional games. And we had Raycom here, as you know.
As this saga plays out, what does it mean for leadership at an institution like Arizona or Arizona State or Colorado? Like, what is it? Does this continue as days, hours go by to harden perhaps the opinion or the thoughts of these institutions' leaderships on, if we can find a way out of here, we probably should, and basically, is Colorado going to be in the Pac-12 in 2025?
I think they are. I don't think all the alumni want them to be, but I think their administration wants to be. And they haven't been given a compelling enough reason to say no yet, or rather the Big 12 hasn't given them a compelling enough reason to say yes. If you put a gun to my head, please don't do that, by the way.
Never.
I lean, you ever would. Give me your Cubs tickets. Give them to me.
Here, have them.
That actually happened mockingly by a friend of mine once during the 2004? 06?
03.
It was 03, yeah. Someone knee-joked, I'm going to take a gun to your head and get you tickets. And he would have been just miserable anyway. But there we go. Back to baseball. No, I think they... The president chancellor wants to stay in the Pac-12 unless he gets a compelling enough business argument, either because Kliakoff, the Pac-12 commissioner, screwed it up, or Yomark has given them just, three times the money or something silly, or at least, 15% more than they thought they would get. Mm-hmm. It's simply going to be, short answer, Keeler, come on, it's simply going to be a mask. Wherever CU can make the most money over 15 years to 20 years, and revisit the question, is where they're going to go. It's part of the reason they left 12 years ago. That motivation, that inherent criteria, has not changed. That will always be universal.
Denver Post sports reporter and columnist Sean Keeler, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. I did see that in the land of Coach Prime, which we know you are all familiar with, that... Oklahoma football coach Will Venable, he took some shots at the way Coach Prime has, used the transfer portal and turned over his roster so quickly, saying basically, I gave our guys a year. I come in, I looked at our roster, and I said, yeah, everybody here's got a year to figure out what they need to do, whether that's stay or go, as if that's some, incredibly altruistic thing to do in comparison to, I guess I don't know what. And Dion responded with a tweet today, something referring to the Lambo or whatever. You probably know what that means. But, man, I tell you what, it's the amount of interest that he garners. And, this is good. It all seems to be, even when it's not good, it seems to be okay.
Yeah, and that's the point. I think it was P.T. Barnum. I keep confuse him and W.C. Fields in my head. which I shouldn't because I love WBC Fields. But any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah.
The Buffs are going to get publicity. And we've talked about this ad infinitum. That was the kind of mission number one is let's stop being Kansas football and make people really watch us. Now, that may be a bad example because they're doing a nice job at the game.
They're better.
Now, but you see what I mean by saying that. Like, let's not be the fifth least interesting team in, you know. Now, they may not be good. That's the thing that's still a mystery.
Yeah.
And they had the Pac-12 team, preseason teams out today, and I saw Travis Hunter was first team defense and then not a lot else because they don't know. I mean, they really are an enigma that way. But, yeah, it's all about the attention. And that's going to be there every minute.
How intensely do you and your colleagues at the Denver Post estimate that this Colorado fan base wants, like, that nitty-gritty fall camp coverage that you'd get from, like, my colleagues at the Cedar Rapids Gazette about the Iowa Hawkeyes? Because from where I sit here, I wonder if it's more of like a country club fan base, if you will, Sean, and less of a big-ass turkey leg blue-collar fan base like Iowa City.
Well, it's that's funny that you mentioned that because I think it's a little bit of both. It's got some Iowa hoity-toity and it's got some Iowa State Wallabies flavor to it. You know, pick your poison there. Now it's a little bit of both. And
okay.
Now, I mean, given that it's prime, I think it's going to devote a lot of my fall. I mean, will that always be the case? I don't know. Is it more than it would have been under Carl Durrell? Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We're just having meetings constantly about things, so, full disclosure. So, yeah, I mean, will it be as nitty-gritty on a beat perspective? That remains to be seen, but I'm going to be seeing a lot of it. I could promise you that.
Are you, like, in with Coach Prime yet? I mean, you had said before that you guys are a couple, you're the older guys. Like, you're the older guy on the beat.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm not really on the beat. Let's be clear about that. I'm not on the beat technically.
Okay.
I'm on the beat metaphorically.
Okay.
As in, it's going to beat me to a pulp. But I'm going to be there a lot. So there are people who are there every day, and it is their lives.
Oof.
And we have an interesting newspaper copy sharing agreement with the Boulder paper that is really too inside baseball to get into. So. It's a different deal, but yeah, are we tight now? No, I don't. No, I mean that Russ Wilson can make a call and he's there. I mean, do I have his number? Yeah. Do I use it? No. Do I? We're not tight, but we're working on that. That's Prime has a circle of trust, and since I don't have a KFC contract in my hand, I'm not sure that I'm in that circle, but we're getting there.
Maybe you got too much swag.
That will never be said. I've got too much of a lot of things that swag is not among them.
Okay. To kind of put a bow here on the conversation about college football, leading off the segment talking about how we're inside 50 days, I got to ask you, because you've spent so much time in the Midwest, about this hazing scandal that's happened at Northwestern. And it's obvious. It's not just that. I mean, they had to fire their baseball coach for player mistreatment.
Yeah.
The AD and the president are like nowhere to be found, which I think is most surprising about this, given that institution's reputation, how they go about, trying to carry themselves out there is obviously led by education and not by athletics.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had talked, I feel like we, in a way, have talked about this because with respect to the situation, with regard to like the Urban Meyer type coaches, we had had the conversation when he was falling out in Jacksonville that those, I think to use your word, was the emperor type of coaches. This strikes me as Pat Fitzgerald, as surprising or shocking as it may seem to us, isn't much different perhaps than an Urban Meyer, that he may have been one of these emperor type of coaches that could do a lot. People weren't asking a lot of questions, and he was basically the analog guy in a digital world.
How many beat writers do you think the Chicago papers devote to Northwestern football?
I don't know if anybody's a beat writer, but I mean, I know that the Sun-Times and the Tribune give them some coverage, but I don't know if they got a beat writer.
Yeah, it's none. Let's put it this way. How much does the Register cover Drake football?
They don't.
Right. Same difference. So, yeah, to your point, he had carte blanche, and I give credit to, now, Northwestern's my alma mater, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
I give credit to the kids at the Summer Northwestern, which is a different deal than the Daily Northwestern, for going forward with that and taking, no doubt, probably a lot of flack internally for basically ruining a lot of very rich people and powerful people's summer. But it was something that had to be said.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely convinced that the truth is closer to what's out there, and it may not be as ugly as what's out there. I don't know if it's uglier, although the more layers you peel back, the worse that it gets. But there were young men with agendas, and there was a coach with an agenda. But the coach with an agenda has to know better.
Yeah.
And they didn't. And what's true with Urban Meyer and what's true with Joe Paterno is true with Pat Fitzgerald. And you cannot, even now, as media continues to eat itself, you can't be unaccountable forever. And if there's a lesson from that, I hope it is that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether Northwestern chooses to get that, I don't know. They never have. They're kind of Drake on steroids. They operate on a different vacuum.
Yeah.
Kind of a different center than a lot of us. But it shook me up. I got quite a few times. I went to college with Pat Fitzgerald, full disclosure. I'm a little older than him. But so this is that we haven't always been we're not always very tight. the thought I had, you know, to bring it back to all politics being local,
yeah,
was, Kirk Ferentz is getting a new AD, isn't he? This is going to get interesting. I'm sure if he should see that and go, well, I better make sure all my T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, so to speak, because at some point a gajillion-dollar contract runs out and your insular protection runs out, because I thought he and Pat Fitzgerald would have those jobs till they met St. Peter, and that's one of them down, and that leaves you-know-who as the last old-school patron saint in their kingdom.
Yeah, you're right, and I suppose just my last thought on it is, does Northwestern get a pass on not cleaning house on the rest of the staff because of the proximity to the football season? I mean, it'd really be something to try to bring in a whole new staff.
It really would. Yeah.
So, that's where a lot of criticism is right now, and understandably
so. Yeah, from a competitive standpoint, I mean, your answer would be probably folding the program for a year. Financially, mm-hmm. they're not going to do that.
Right.
Although they are closing up the stadium, I think, next year. Like, they're going into a transition while they redo Ryan Field. I think that this next fall they're going to play at Wrigley. I want to say all the home games. On my timeline may be screwed up. So that they're getting a hard reset on football, maybe that's good all the way around. I don't know. It's a different ecosystem, as we talked about. Again, it's kind of a bigger private, you know, it is academics first. It's not win at all costs. But I'll tell you what, they know this. Having winning that's at least some of the time is also pretty nice. And that thing can be a revenue driver for them, and I know they want it to be, but what they will sacrifice for it to be, that remains to be seen, and it will be fascinating to see where that lands, because it's not in a good place for a lot of reasons, and maybe we're going to find out if really some of this behind the scenes, behind the curtain stuff was why, or they're just not very good. It's going to be one of those two, but it's going to be interesting, no doubt.
Yeah, this is a story that's unfortunately far from over, and just hopefully, you know, justice can be played out the way it needs to, and things can get rectified. But I wanted to make sure to ask you about that today, Sean. So great stuff, man. Great to be talking college football. I know it means guys like us got to put our nose to the grindstone here sooner than later, but great stuff, man. Good to catch up.
All right, smells like pigskin, doesn't it? Pigskin and burning rubber.
Sure does. Take care, man. Have a good rest of your
day.
Cool,
buddy.
All right.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Sean Keeler, Denver Post sports reporter and columnist, kind enough to join us on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up. We'll get Todd Kim's report. We'll pay some bills. We'll come back on the other side. Got some audio to bring you, a little from T.J. Otzelberger, Iowa State men's basketball coach. A couple of Iowa Hawkeye men's basketball players, and we'll have audio from Katie Berman, Clarksville High School softball coach. The Indians have a Class 1A state quarterfinal game tonight against Southeast Warren. So we'll get to all that next right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Austin Fife may return next season for the Northern Iowa men's basketball team. The 6'9 All-Missouri Valley standout saw limited action 2 years ago while battling long-term COVID and sat out all of last season while being treated for blood clots. Coach Ben Jacobson says Fife has been granted an added year by the NCAA, but needs to come off the blood thinners he's still on to return to action.
I mean, it really boils down to that. And so we're continuing those conversations. If there is a path that doesn't, you know, take on any risk and Austin can come off the blood thinners, then he would play again. At this point, you know, we haven't found that path yet.
2A state baseball in Carroll. It was third-ranked Dyersville-Beckman over Pella Christian 5-4 in 8 innings. 4A in Iowa City, third-ranked and defending champion Johnston beat Iowa City Liberty 9-3. This is Radio Iowa.
What if, instead of looking down on people struggling with using drugs, we saw them as people instead? People who have interests and passions, people that have loved ones they care about, and loved ones who care about them. They have a powerful illness, and they need help and support so they can live the life they want and deserve. See the person, not the addiction. Learn more at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Why go to a monument company? Blackhawk Memorial helps you preserve your cherished memories. Their showroom includes upright memorials, ground-level markers, vases, and more, all made in Northeast Iowa. All work and quality control is done in-house. See what you buy before making a purchase at Blackhawk Memorial Showroom at 5325 University Avenue in Cedar Falls or call 319-266-0282. Blackhawk Memorial, where quality prevails.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next painting project with 11% off everything. Keep your home looking clean and beautiful with DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer from Dutch Boy. With a washable and stain-resistant finish, transforming your home has never been easier. Get a gallon of flat for $19.48 after rebate. Good through July 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
For over a century, local broadcasting has evolved with the needs of the community. We move past the stigmas of opinion journalism and bring the most relevant news online, on air, and on the go. You have trusted us with your news, sports, weather, and entertainment. Trust us to keep moving with you. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress local broadcasting is here to stay.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. Skechers new Massage Fit sneakers. Because Skechers, the comfort technology company, has designed a unique innovation that makes it feel like you're pampering your feet with a gentle massage in every step. The secret is Skechers' new patented wave technology on the sole that gently massages your feet while you're walking around. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Cole and Company with Cole Bear, afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and 102.3 FM.
Brass monkey, that funky monkey. Brass monkey, yeah, welcome back. That funky monkey, brass Tuesday edition of the show continues. And I think it's 2-0 that Cedar Falls leads Southeast Polk in their Class 4A state quarterfinal game. And you can hear that over on our companion station, Cruising KCFI, 1250 AM, 105.1 FM. And download the Cruising KCFI app if that's what works best for you. You can stream it on kcfiradio.com or just tell your smart speaker to play Cruising KCFI. And an update on that 2-0 lead. It's now a 3-0 lead for the Cedar Falls Tigers in the bottom of the second. So Coach Williams' team off to an outstanding start in that state tournament at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. Speaking of state tournaments, the high school softball state tournament going on in Fort Dodge, and the Clarksville softball team enters the Class 1A tournament as the 6th seed, take on 3 seed Southeast Warren in a quarterfinal game tonight. And Indians coach Katie Berman, friend of the program, says her team reloaded this year with a talented senior class that led the program to its 5th state tournament appearance in 7 years. Here's Coach Berman.
This season was a pleasantly surprising season after losing your main pitcher, your main leader, and she was our highest hitter on the team. But to have these girls step up, you know, we have girls in different positions because we had to fill that. And these seniors, this will be their 4th time going down to state, but I remember 2 years ago we went and they were just so excited because they felt like they had contributed this time, and now this time it's all them.
And Berman adds that the biggest strength of this team is its depth.
1 through 9, you never know what anybody's going to do. They can all bunt, they can all hit it out of the park. So I think that's our biggest strength, is that we do not have a weakness in our lineup. And I think there's been a different standout player every single game we have. So it's not like we're all leaning on 1 or 2 players.
In its last state quarterfinal game, the Indians were bounced 10-0 by Lisbon. Berman says having state tournament experience is giving her and the team confidence against what was last season's Class 1A runner-up.
We all remember what happened 2 years ago. We went down there, and we were jittery. The nerves got to them. I wouldn't say we overlooked any teams because we were the underdog, which we are here now. But I think just going in with confidence and playing our game, and knowing they're good and respecting them, I think that will be a key for us.
All right, let's go from the softball diamond to the hardwood, where Iowa State basketball coach T.J. Otzelberger says 7'1" center JT Rock is not going to be with the Cyclones during next month's trip to the Bahamas. Rock announced last week he was reclassifying and joining the incoming recruiting class of Otzelberger's at Iowa State after a junior season at Sioux Falls Lincoln High School, in which he was named the South Dakota AA Player of the Year. Here is Coach Otzelberger.
He's not going to come until end of August. So that's when he'll first arrive on campus.
Otzelberger added that Rock had been considering his options for quite some time for this upcoming basketball season.
You know, he was playing in some of these camps and national tournaments and doing well, and now all of a sudden prep schools and things are starting to reach out. And so as he evaluated the future for himself and what options were out there, he started thinking about prep school, and then he looked at, well, what about the possibility of coming in a year early and using that, you know, year to really develop as well? So he's got academics to finish up here over the next, you know, the upcoming weeks. And then our hope is that he's to join us right away to start the fall when we return, whatever that is, at the end of August.
And here's a little bit more from Coach Otzelberger on all those options that Rock has been considering.
You're really weighing, if you're him, is the value playing in all those games that you would play at a prep school, or is the value being here, working with our strength conditioning folks and being in our practice every day in nutrition? And I feel like JT felt like being here was going to help him more than that prep school would.
All right, let's turn from the Cyclones to the Hawkeyes, where senior guard Tony Perkins is hoping to have a big season for the Hawks. The native of Indianapolis was 3rd on the team in scoring a season ago, around 12.5 points per game. He's going to be looked at as one of the leaders for this team that has lost top scorers Chris Murray and Philip Rabracha. Here's Tony Perkins.
Motivation is high because I got the young kids looking at me to bring them some motivation as well, because they want to play as well. So it puts a lot on me, not really because I've been here before in high school, not like And I can lead a team, you know, put them in the right directions and lead them a further way than what we have the previous years.
Perkins shot 33% from distance a year ago. He says he spent his summer working on his three-point shot.
Traveled to Vegas and Atlanta to do some workouts, you know, get better with my shooting in the outside game. So just doing that a lot, like for like 4 or 5 days straight, 2-a-days, I think it's been really important to keep my body together, improving in my shot, my bounce, my ability to run the floor, stuff like that.
All right, let's take this final timeout. We'll get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we'll come back for a final time on this Tuesday and wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Omar Reis with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The question for Saquon Barkley and Josh Jacobs now becomes when or if they report to training camp. Neither star running back signed a long-term deal before the deadline passed for players placed under the franchise tag. None of the three running backs who had the tag placed on them, Barkley, Josh Jacobs, or Tony Pollard, got long-term contracts, but Pollard is the only one who has signed the franchise tender at this point. It's official. Hard Knocks is headed to Florham Park, New Jersey. HBO and NFL Films announcing the Jets will be the subject of the annual training camp series. The 5-episode show debuts on Tuesday, August 8th at 10 p.m. Eastern. Dak Prescott tied for the league lead last year in interceptions with a career-high 15, and that was in just 12 games. Speaking at his youth football camp, Dak says, quote, "I won't have 10 interceptions this year." This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Life is too short, but what makes it special? Those little moments that happen every day. Those big moments that take our breath away. But no matter the moment, you have to be healthy enough to make them. For women, that means watching our alcohol use as we age, because our bodies can't handle it like we used to. Let's put down the drink so we can savor the moments. Visit yourlifeiowa.org for more info. A message from Iowa HHS.
Purple Wave Auction understands that it takes the right equipment to maximize profits in the field. That equipment is up for auction every week at purplewave.com. Bid on hundreds of items from John Deere, Kubota, Case IH, and more. Our marketplace transparency makes bidding on those tractors, balers, and sprayers safe and easy. Equipment sells to the highest bidder regardless of price. Get started now at purplewave.com. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Major League Baseball has been obsessing over Shohei Ohtani's future for months now, and with the Angels struggling to stay in a playoff position, a blockbuster trade could be on the horizon. But Ohtani isn't the only star possibly on the market. The Padres' Juan Soto was baseball's biggest storyline last season. San Diego eventually ponied up a plethora of young prospects in order to land the star outfielder, but the Padres' World Series push hasn't quite worked out. The team is 6 games under .500, 10.5 games behind the division-leading Dodgers. To make matters worse, Soto's play has been pedestrian. He hit .236 last season and is currently hitting just over the league average in 2023. He's still only 24, so there's still plenty of time for him to revert back to his dominating years at the plate. But with the team's payroll already nearing $250 million and Soto in need of a contract extension, San Diego will have a difficult decision regarding one of baseball's brightest stars. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned, doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite restaurant, doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard, that's also doubled. And the best part? You don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. No, Discover does it automatically. Seriously, though, see the terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. When an intruder threatens your home, every second counts. That's why Simply Safe is launching 24/7 live guard protection. With a fast protect monitoring plan, if an intruder breaks into your home, Simply Safe monitoring agents can actually see it and speak to and deter them through the camera. It's a game changer in home security. And right now, get 20% off any Simply Safe system when you sign up for fast protect monitoring. Visit SimplySafeDan.com. That's SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Bust it.
It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show, with Cole Bear on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Tuesday. Got to thank Sean Keeler of the Denver Post once again for joining today's show. And we've got Cedar Falls High School baseball going on our companion station right now, cruising KCFI. So as we come to a close here, I would encourage you to tune over to Mark Simpson's Call, 1250 AM, 105.1 FM throughout the Cedar Valley. Download the Cruising KCFI app if that's what works best for you. Or you can stream online at kcfiradio.com or just tell your smart speaker to play Cruising KCFI. The Tigers in the top of the third now have at least one runner on as I step back into the studio before coming back from the commercial break. They have one runner on. They're up 3-0 in the top of the third over Southeast Polk. So knock on wood, things going well so far for Coach Williams' team. So best of luck to the Tigers. And, of course, if they win in advance, you'll be able to hear Tiger Baseball on Cruisin' once again this week. I think that next game would be on Thursday. So stay tuned for details on what hopefully plays out to be a winning evening for the Tigers in Iowa City. All right, that's a wrap for Tuesday. Have a great night, everybody. I am back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.